sell it to the staff?
John, to respond, you know, because I brought this comment up here, if I might, Bella, you've spoken quite a bit, and I just have a few more things
go
to
ahead,
say.
Go ahead, John.
So,
go ahead.
So, Aniel, I don't want any information from you, but I would like to give you some input and possibly a new thought. I don't recall if I've shared this thought with you before, but it comes down to this. Let me back up a bit. There's this for Aniel, and there's this for the KPFK Finance Committee. In the past, because we are a progressive radio station, we are a union shop, and I want to raise the possibly heretical question: is that can KPFK afford to continue to be a union shop during the pandemic, which could go on for an unknown amount of time? And the revenue model, the economy going down, all these sorts of things, I'd like to raise the possibility that at least the employees consider, and also the management structure, basically everybody consider, maybe it's time for us to stop being a union shop, because that puts Aniel into delicate discussions having to do with the delicate private matter of personnel costs and delicate negotiations, and I understand all of that. But I'm just saying it's possible.
John, let me just say point blankly, the union agreements are with Pacifica. They're not with the station itself. So ultimately, and as things have changed, that's going to be the PNB's decision whether or not to continue with union negotiations. Now, for my personal and general manager comment on that, I think it would be against Pacifica's interest to disavow or dissolve any union agreements at this point in time. I mean, it's part of our DNA. I think we need to taper down on our personnel expenses in however way we get there. It doesn't mean we just need to do layoffs. There are other expenses that come along with having an employee that are also being visited and that also should be considered moving forward. I hope this is a great time for Pacifica to reevaluate itself, take stock of itself, and start to lay out a plan moving forward. How much money do we need so we can get out of crisis mode, whether it's $5 million, $6 million, or $7 million? What do we need to do? Because we can't just, yes, we do need to do cuts, and we're talking about how much of those cuts, but what do we need to get out of crisis mode? Because we've been in crisis mode for the last 10 years. And there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. We got to determine where that what that light is. And I don't think it's going to help us overwhelmingly to dissolve union contracts.
Okay, we got that's point one. That's point one, and I have point two to now make. And so, Aniel, I thank you for your point. It's basically not your bailiwick. It's a Pacifica issue as to whether or not for Pacifica to remain a union shop, and your point is we should because it's part of our DNA, and that's possibly true. Anyhow, just raising the question. Now, with regard to that, and this might be a new idea. You may recall the input of the socialist economist
Richard Wolff.
Richard Wolff, right. And you may also remember the guy who basically came up with the study of the Spanish collectives, the Mondragon, looks like Monodragon, a single dragon, Mondragon collective. Now, what I propose, and this might be a new idea to everybody, to you, to Pacifica management, everybody who wants to have an idea, that I think that it would be interesting to consider the financial and strategic implications of implementing the Mondragon collective model for the employees and the running of the station. That is to say, basically, Aniel, your job, you would become a competitor to be the general manager in that thing here. So I don't expect you to want to do this, but the fact is the Mondragon collective saves money by not having managers which have higher pay. They take their key employees and they rotate the manager position around every 6 months. And during the big shutdown or the last big financial world crisis, they survived. They didn't lay anybody off. They can do that. Now, I don't think the Mondragon collective would be appropriate with regard to handling programming, because the programming in some sense belongs to the progressive interests of Pacifica listeners. And so I would advocate some other form of governance for the programming, but I'm proposing that you possibly, that you and the employees, et cetera, might want to look into this. I remember back in the
Let me just
finish the thought. It's almost done.
Okay.
That when Alan Minsky and Sonali Kolhatkar were proposing the Mondragon Collective model for Pacifica, and these people are still around and can be spoken with, and the whole issue should be evaluated. I would suggest additionally contacting Richard Wolff and getting his input on this idea, and the input of the guy who, I forget his name right now, but the Armenian programmer who works for Maria Armudian. She brought in this guy, I can't remember his name, it's the tip of my tongue, but he's the guy who's the expert on the Mondragon Collective. And so we have this input in-house. They love Pacifica. Let's get it and try to look for new ideas. My whole thing is about new ideas, and this idea has been sitting around. It's not even that new. It's not my idea, but it doesn't seem to have been looked at in the current crisis. And since we're in a current crisis, let's not leave any good ideas laying on the floor. Now I'm done. Thanks.
Okay.
Grace for the stack?
Okay. No, I'm going to let Grace speak, but I want to stop talking about theoretical ideas. We have to, you know, get a motion going and make recommendations to the LSB. So go ahead, Grace.
Hello. I can't. I think I have you now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to recognize me?
Yes, I just did. Three times.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a short on my phone or something. Okay,
go ahead.
So the current situation is this. The shortfalls at KPFK are enormous, and they are causing extreme hardship at the national office level because we're not paying our central services. And they are going to start, we're starting to fall off the edge of the cliff. So what that means is that pretty soon we're not going to be able to meet payroll. The only chance we have of staying afloat is by actually doing the cutting that needs to be done, which is at least 30%. The longer we delay that, the greater the cuts are going to have to be in the future, in the short-term future, not long-term future. Now, what happens, and we're far, I think we have to probably make cuts in total expenses of at least 35% at this point in time. And most of that is going to have to be in payroll, unfortunately. That's painful, but there's no other way. Now, what happens if we don't do that? What will happen is the NETA and Lydia, the executive director, will start cannibalizing the bank accounts of the other stations to pay KPFK's payroll. After that, we cannot go into bankruptcy because if we go into bankruptcy, our buildings will be foreclosed on because there are bankruptcy clauses in our loan. So we can't go into bankruptcy. Cuts will have to be made. It's absolutely essential. So if they're not made now, if there's no will to make the cuts now, they're going to be much more drastic in the future. So I think the only thing we can do is demand that those cuts be made. And if there is an unwillingness to make the cuts, management, we have to move forward with what our powers and duties are as a local board. Which includes our powers and duties include recommending that the general manager be replaced. We can could theoretically have negative reports placed in the business manager and general manager's This is all theoretical. I'm not making any specific, not pointing any fingers, but in this kind of situation, that's what our powers and duties as local board members say we can do. We can have negative reports put in employees' HR files for not complying with the request. The National Finance Committee has requested balanced budgets be presented to the LSBs and to the PN, to the National Finance Committee. This has not been done. This is non-compliance. And we have to understand that these shortfalls could really damage, if not end, Pacifica. We can't go on any longer. It is illegal not to pay your staff. If we continue in the trajectory we're already on, we will not be able to meet our payroll. What Sharon Adams from KPFA said, and I have the audio clip, not at this last Finance Committee meeting, but the one before it, she stated that what should be done is if a station cannot meet its expenses, it should be made into a repeater station. So, there are people in this network who would like to make KPFK or who would strongly suggest that KPFK be taken off the air as it exists now and be made a repeater station and have programming from the other stations aired on our signal, and that all of the staff be, the whole station be shut down, like was done, what was done at WBAI.
Okay, Grace.
So this is what, so that those are the things that we can do. We must demand a balanced budget, and we must take some sort of action to state that we are unhappy with the fact that we haven't received one, and that the motion to make the expense cuts that the PNB has approved be implemented.
Okay. Well, do you have any concrete ideas, Grace? Because, you know, we can keep saying this stuff. Clearly, management is not capable of doing this. We're on a seventh draft, and we've basically gotten nowhere. Now, you can just, you know, throw it to the wind like Fred on the National Finance Committee is going to make a budget, or somebody else there is going to make a national budget, which seems a lot less likely than us doing something here. So I'm uncomfortable just saying, well, somebody else do it. Somebody who knows less than we do. I've, you know, asked since 3 o'clock, can we put together some actual recommendations other than, you know, they've got to do something. Do you have any recommendations, Grace? Do you have any recommendations, Fred? What are you going to do when it gets up to the national level? I mean,
okay.
Somebody's got to make this budget, and if not here,
Bella,
where?
Bella, to the staff.
Can I respond, please?
Yes.
Okay, I have made recommendations. However, they are based on, because I'm a national board member, on payroll information that I'm privy to.
Okay, Grace. I've said from the beginning, we're not dealing with payroll. We still don't have a revenue amount. This is, you know, we can't go forward without a revenue amount, and we don't have that. And these other expenses that I went through, they're not right, okay? We're not dealing with payroll here other than some large amount. So, like, let's not deal with payroll. All the other stuff is part of that budget. Go ahead,
okay.
Bella.
Thank you.
Wait. Are you finished, Grace? Do you want, you know, can you respond to that? Because we need to do with the other stuff. If you can't do it here, how are you going to do it on the national level?
Yeah, you know, Kim, it's fine to deal with the other stuff, but will the other stuff, rectifying the other stuff, fixing it up and having a budget of some sort, will that make up for the 35 to 40% shortfall or difference between between our expenses and our income and our
protected. Great, so those are two different issues. Those are two different issues. We need to get real numbers. Real numbers. You have to start with real numbers. You can't monitor and do oversight if you don't have real numbers. That's why
Bella,
you're all in a dumpster fire.
Bella,
stop, Bella. Stop, Bella.
You are wasting too much time.
Fine. The reason, you know, it's a dumpster fire, nobody's got oversight. Grace, you know, that's my issue. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. I agree with Grace. We have lost too much time. And I think what I would like to do is make two motions at this moment. One is so that we can deal with the budget. We refuse the budget. And I like what Steve suggested, some bullet points as to why glaring bullet points, which can be many. But we can select any. They can deal with revenue. They can deal with the fact that we're getting estimations versus reality numbers, right, non-factual, and then send it to the LSE. Tonight is the governance committee. We got to get it on the agenda for Sunday's LSE. The other issue is that I completely support what Grace has just laid out. This is our reality. We are against the wall. So my motion is, at this moment, I call for an executive session of this body to be held next Wednesday. Instead of 3 o'clock, we can do it at 4, because I also have a 7 o'clock conference meeting elsewhere. 4 o'clock to discuss, listen to this, only resolution status with the union. And we have got to call in Lydia Berthon, Grace Aaron to be present, the general manager, Barry need not be involved in this, only for the general manager, Lydia Berthon, and I would like to have Jim Suckerton present at that meeting. If those people do not attend, we cannot hold a closed session. At that moment, we are going to have to make the hard decision. And the hard decision will follow along the line. We can no longer wait along the line what Grace Aaron has just said. So we can word this any way you like. Those are my two motions on the table.
Please write them up and send them, and we'll vote
okay,
on
right
them when
now.
We get them.
Okay. We'll do that right now.
Go ahead, Steve.
I appreciate what you're saying on the revenue side, Kim, that you don't have faith in those numbers, but always when you're projecting income, it's guesswork to one degree or another. And as far as the obvious fact is we got to reduce personnel, as painful as that is. But on the other hand, this may not be a bad time for a lot of our people to be getting unemployment. Depends on how it moves in Congress.
Steve, we're not talking about personnel, okay? Let's stop talking about personnel. That's
okay.
Not
point
our
of
purview.
Order. Point of order. Okay.
What?
I don't think it's proper for the chair to mandate what can or cannot
exactly.
be talked about.
This we're not talking about.
I am not done
Danielle
talking.
Just
it's a point
not to
of
talk
order.
About personnel.
Okay.
Danielle just asked us not to talk about personnel,
yeah,
and
no,
so did
okay.
you.
Listen to me. Just a minute. This is a point of order. We cannot talk about individual personnel or anything that impugns or in any way evaluates individual people. But to talk about cuts in payroll is absolutely proper in an open session. The National Board passed a resolution that's public, okay? It needs to be complied with. We need to confront the fact that there need to be reductions in payroll, and that's proper and a generalized concept to talk about it in this committee. You cannot say that section
okay.
of expenses
all right,
is not
Grace.
Okay to talk about.
You've made
about.
Your point of order. I'll let Steve Kaiser go on. I would like real numbers rather than theoretical ideas about it's a good time for people to go on unemployment. I would like to talk with real numbers. What number do you see as the target number for payroll? And we can work backwards over what revenue then we need to get or something. We're just dealing with theory here. We need to deal with real numbers.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
We should
talk
ask
what you want.
To come up with a way to reduce the personnel cost by 30%, naming who needs to be reduced and who needs to be eliminated currently. That's my point. I'm done.
Say that again.
Well,
you want 30% and to name names or not names?
It's up to the general manager to determine the staffing at that station. So we need from Aniel a plan to reduce our costs around 30%, about who needs to be eliminated, maybe not on a name basis, but in what positions, and who needs to be reduced. And we've got no way to, we have to, because most of the expenses personnel, it's got to be a major personnel reduction, and 30% has been the number that's been floated around for months now. So it's on Aniel to come up with this plan.
This is a number. As of the reductions that have already transpired, we've reduced personnel expenses by $200,000 and some change. We are actively now in negotiations. I'm not going to discuss possible details or options or how we get to reducing to what we've already cut, another $340,000.
Okay, great.
If you guys want to talk theory and stuff, go ahead. I'm not going to engage in that conversation. There's too much riding on this negotiation.
I think you addressed the personnel problem quite well. Thank you for your good work.
Yeah. We're working towards $340,000.
Total or in addition to Q?
No, in addition. So that'll bring us to about 500. I sent you guys a number in the email. I sent. I don't have it in front of me. Sorry. So it'll be about $500,000 and change.
Right. Okay.
That's what we're working towards.
Okay. And is this in the budget, or is the 200 in the budget? What numbers are actually in the budget? Because we still don't know what our revenue is and if we can cover it. That's the issue. But go ahead. Somebody was trying to speak.
Thank you.
This is Grace. I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. Aniel, when do you estimate that this extra $340,000 payroll reduction is going to be effectuated?
January. I mean, it really all depends on negotiation. I mean, tomorrow's will be a very revealing date. So, but our aim is January. I mean, even with the layoffs we did, we're still paying them, or still paying on those layoffs, the cost of those layoffs, through the end of December. And there are a number of things that change in January. So January, we're looking at either making that 340 all the way or some of it, and then the rest of that happening throughout the year. And that's as much as I can say without saying what's on the bargaining table.
Thank you.
Our aim is for January.
Okay, we seem to be going in the right direction at least, even though it may not be as.
I can't move the process any faster than it has been, but, just for the record, and I've sent this to you guys before, these are things I tried to address mid-year last year, and things got tied up and there were misunderstandings, but we're here, and I've been adhering to the PNB mandate to meet with the PNB and give them updates along with our legal counsel every other week, and so we've done that, and we're making progress. And I'm going to have to get off this call soon because I do have to prepare for tomorrow's next round of negotiation, which is going to be a very long day in doing that because we're getting into the meat of everything.
I haven't heard any real concrete solutions here. I haven't received Bella's email to motions.
I'm sending it right now.
Well, because otherwise I would make a motion.
The motion is coming to you right now.
I would otherwise just, you know, make a blanket, like, not approval, and then I'm going to write up my comments for the LSB because nobody here wants to deal with the details. And I don't know who's going to fix it on the national level. You know, we don't have a good revenue. Nobody wants to talk about the revenue. You know, you're saying you want 126 fund drive days, but you've already, you know, at 21 days, but you've already done 29 days. You know, and if you add out 29 days for fund drive, you're looking at 175 days for the year. You know, how do y'all feel about that? You know.
Well, not all fund drives are going to be 21 days. Some will be longer and some will be shorter. There's no way, December. And then here's another thing. How do we want to define on-air active fund drive days? Because there are the soft drive part, which will be the last, like, the week of Christmas.
Well, that's
we don't
up
plan
to
on
you, Danielle, to give this information.
Understood. Got it. I got to get off in about 5 minutes.
Okay. You need to support your revenue. You know, and you know, I spent 3 hours saying it's unsupported. You know, either from this website income, you know, or you know, the fund drive days, which don't make add up. So
stay to the stack, please.
Go ahead.
Kim, I really appreciate what you're saying here. Let me suggest this. You've got a good idea of what, or better than anybody else here, what's wrong with this budget. I was wondering if you could make a write up a series of points and then circulate it around to the rest of us. And we can add to that as to what we think needs to be done with the budget to be something we can work with. So if you could, you know, start the ball rolling on this and let the rest of us contribute, we might have some good information to give the LSB as to why we think the budget needs to be adjusted and how.
Well, I'm going to have to do that because we couldn't do it here.
Well, we need your leadership. You're the best on this point, and if you'll do that,
yes,
the rest will help.
Did everyone receive the motion?
I don't understand.
Did everyone get the motion I just sent to everyone?
No.
Yes, it was sent 2 minutes ago.
Okay, I see it. Do we need a motion?
Be it resolved that this recent KPFK management budget, the seventh one submitted, once again fails to meet historic prerequisites stated in our foundation bylaws. Therefore, the Finance Committee resolves to reject this current budget as it stands. Whereas glaring line items with unrealistic justification not based on documented data.
You can add anything you like to it.
Well, I would like this to fail as a resolution, but something we can work on. We can submit it to the LSB with why we think it falls short of what we need, and then get feedback from them, and then in a cooperative way get feedback from everybody and finally come up with something we can all live with.
We don't have that time, Steve. It's going up to the national after this. We're not getting a second bite on this. That's what I've been trying to tell you all this meeting. We don't get another bite of this.
Right.
Okay?
Which is why it's final.
You know, here you have two people here, Grace and Fred, who are on the national. They have nothing to add to this. So what are they going to do once it gets to the national if we can't make recommendations now for them? Because I don't see that they're going to come up with better ideas since they haven't had them this whole time. I'm sorry, Fred and Grace, but, you know, it's silence. You know, I'm hearing crickets as to, you know, what to do here.
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
I'd like to make a comment, and that is that I am on many, many committees. I am the secretary of the PND. I'm on the PND. I'm on the Strategic Planning Committee, the Personnel Committee, and the Audit Committee. I am meeting out. If you want to do the, I do not have the time in my schedule to do the business manager work in detail, going over every single account payable and account receivable, and to spend scores of hours going through the actual data and the supporting documentation, et cetera, to figure out what correct amounts should be in each of these line items for the budget. I simply don't have the time. Kim, if you have the time to do it, why don't you do the work that's necessary if you think that that's the right way to go about this, and propose it to Fred and I. We can look it over, give it our approval or whatever you want from us, but you cannot expect me, who is doing an enormous amount of work and putting a lot of time into this foundation, to also spend another 60 hours a week trying to do figure out all of the bookkeeping of KPFK. It's not realistic.
Great. Okay.
Paulina Vasiliev, who's the director on the finance committee.
She's also new. This is the first budget she's ever seen, Grace. Okay, that's not true for you or Fred.
Okay.
And she's not here now.
However, she is on the finance committee. She's also an extremely busy person. So if you want to go over, I mean, I think Fred and I could make ourselves available if you want to go over these things. However,
if you haven't done it in the finance committee, if you haven't done this in the finance committee, I don't need further input. I'll write, as I said, what I'm going to write.
I'm not the National Finance Committee.
I understand that. You're on this committee. You're on this committee. We've had 3 hours trying to, like, put something together. I'll do it, and, you know, go ahead, Fred.
What I'm saying is it's not our responsibility to make the budget. It's paid management's job to do that, and we've gone through several iterations. We've told them specifically what the problems are with the budget, and they haven't fixed it.
Right. Fred, are you aware of the motion that you passed at the last NFC that the budgets need to go to the LSB and come up to the NFC for them to make the budget if the LSBs can't
this
do
week,
it? Okay?
This week. This
that
week.
That was your motion. Your motion was for the NFC to make the budget if the stations don't.
No,
so you're saying,
one.
You just
Jesus
said,
Christ.
It's not your job to make the budget. No, it's not your job.
Hey, come on,
but
keep it
if management can't do it, you voted to have the NFC do
TV.
It.
Kim, are you just going to sit here and attack people?
I'm not attacking people. I'm saying this is the process.
I don't want to have to do the budget. I may end up happening with their members of the NFC doing it. But I don't want to do that. I shouldn't have to do that. That's really management.
Fred, you voted for it. You voted for it. That's what I'm saying. You voted to do that. Okay, let's
move
on.
The entire NFC voted to do that.
Pardon me? Well, you voted too for it.
The reason being is the Pacifica has to have budgets for its individual business units.
I understand. Let's move on. And we can't
wait forever.
I understand, Fred. Let's move on. So what do we want to do with Bella's motion? I mean, I would make a substitute motion. The KPFK Finance Committee rejects this budget. You know, it's going up to the MFC for them to do it, and here are my recommendations. separately as chair, here are my recommendations or points that need to be clarified and worked on. Maybe, there'll be some new ideas by Sunday for the LSB. I don't know if Michael Novick is still on the call. Maybe he and I can work together, to come up with some fund drive chart that makes sense. But other than that, nobody's really familiar even with this process. What, Michael?
I just said I'm still on the call. I can try to work with you, but
this
not
is
tonight.
Grace Seck. Can I speak?
Yes.
Kim, we appreciate your hard work. You want to package it in a way that we can review, like in a completed thing, like a suggest. Do you want to put together a suggested budget? Is that what you wish to do?
I don't know what I want to do yet, Grace. I was looking for some answers for people on this committee. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have personally experienced making budgets when they failed at the LSB. So this process is not unfamiliar to me. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know, because it's on me, because I haven't gotten any help here. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll figure it out when we just pass a motion saying we're not approving this budget. That's all. That's the best I can do here right now. I'll get off this call, as I'm sure everybody else does.
Okay. Do we have a motion on the floor to recommend that this budget be disapproved by the LSB?
Well, here's Bella's motion. Be it resolved that this recent KPFK management budget, the seventh one submitted, once again fails to meet historic prerequisites stated in our foundation bylaws. Now, I'll take issue with that, but it has nothing to say in our bylaws at all about this. So I would I would change that,
Bella,
some of that language
staff.
There.
Bella, to the staff.
I'm not finished, Bella.
You have not allowed me to motivate my motion, and that's what you are not doing. You aren't even preventing a vote. So there is language in the bylaws. There is language in the motion in the bylaws that refers to the general manager in charge, his purview, responsible for submitting a timely balanced
budget. I'm
therefore,
not aware of that language. I'm not aware
no,
of that
you
language
are not.
In the bylaws.
No, you
right.
are not. And it has been brought up many times in the past. So the language is there. It's in the duties
okay.
and responsibility of the general manager. Okay? Thank you. I would like an up and down vote, please. And then, since you don't like it, you can write your own stuff, which is what you want to do. I couldn't care less. The idea is that we need to move forward. We've wasted so much time.
Okay. All right.
I also call for a closed executive session. I have the language here. I am sending it in to everybody. Next Wednesday, I propose, 4 o'clock, so we can resolve and close out the most important issue, which is the union contract matter. We don't have to get the nitty-gritty of who's on first and who's on second or third. We have got to close this topic, this tapestry, because this is what's holding us up. If the unions don't want to negotiate with Pacifica, then we need to give them the boot. And that's it.
Bella, you were asked by Aniel not to get involved in personnel issues and that the union negotiations are a very delicate stage. I think this is outside of our purview.
Well, Fred, at this point I'll let the budget come, and I'm certainly voting against it, and we can all vote up or down on that. I'm making an amendment to Bella's motion. Be it resolved that this recent KPFK management budget, the seventh one submitted, once again fails to meet the requirement of a balanced budget based on realistic revenue. The Finance Committee resolves to reject this current budget as it stands.
That's fine. But you're removing the reference to the bylaws, and that's not good.
Fine. Show me the bylaws where it says that, and I'll include it. I cannot get to that now.
I cannot get to that now, but I will be happy to send it to you and everybody.
Bella, I think you're referring to something in the job description of the GM, which is not in the bylaws. It's just in the job description.
It's in the manual of responsibility.
Okay. Bella, I made an amendment to this motion. Can we get a vote on my amendment to this motion? A substitute motion, whatever you want to call it. Can I get a vote on it?
Substitute motion.
It's an amendment, and I accept it.
I don't care if you accept it. We don't need you to accept it. We're taking a vote on it, Bella.
Exactly. So move on. Just vote on it.
Stop. Be it resolved that this recent KPFK management budget, the seventh one submitted, once again fails to meet the requirement of a balanced budget based on realistic revenue. The Finance Committee resolves, that should be it. We don't need to say the Finance Committee resolves to reject this current budget as it stands. So it's, I don't even like being resolved. The Finance Committee rejects.
Point of order?
Go ahead.
I think what you want to say is the Finance Committee recommends that the LSB not approve the budget.
Okay, say that again, Michael. The
Finance Committee recommends that the LSB not approve the budget.
Okay. Budget, it does not, it fails, should I add, it fails to meet the requirement of a balanced budget based on realistic revenue? Or what?
Yeah, that was fine. You were just saying the be it resolved part would be that we recommend to the LSB not to.
Right. Yeah, should I add that other stuff or not?
Yeah, that's your sort of whereas or the reasoning, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Okay. Okay. So Michael Novick just made a substitute motion.
Did you read the motion as it exists currently?
I am going to. Yes, I'm going to. The KPFK Finance Committee recommends that the LSB not approve the budget. It fails to meet the requirement of a balanced budget based on realistic revenue and expenses.
I move we vote.
Okay. Any objections?
I just asked. Any objections?
Bella.
Okay, I'll take a vote. Grace.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Alan Beek is gone. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Bella?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Dave?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Janine Roan is gone. Michael Novick.
Yes.
Paulina is gone. Wenger?
Yes.
Okay. So there we go. Okay.
Is he okay?
Pardon me?
Dave, is Dave on the call?
Somebody's mumbling. I can't.
I didn't mean if you called Dave Johnson. Is he on the call?
Yes, I believe you.
He voted yes.
What?
Okay, thank you.
What was that, Dave?
He asked if I was on the call and if I voted, and I said, yes, I am, and I voted yes.
Yes, yes, I heard you. I have your name down. Okay.
Can you,
Kim,
can you please reread the motion, the final language, because it was extremely
short. Yes, it's extremely short. The KPFK Finance Committee recommends that the LSB not approve the budget. It fails to meet the requirement of a balanced budget based on realistic revenue and expenses.
That's it.
That's it. Now, if you had another motion, Bella, I haven't received it.
No, I only had one motion. You rejected it. You wrote your own. That's fine.
Okay,
I call for an executive session. Once again, this is the third time attempt. For next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and you find out people will be available. At that time, I would like Jim Sugarton, Lydia Berzon, and the general manager to be present to give us an update, and I dare say Lawrence Reyes, to give us an update on the current situation of the settlement with the union. We have got to wrap this up. This is what's holding us up. We are about to go over the cliff. The station can no longer sustain itself.
Okay. All right, Bella. I think we need a vote on this. I mean, is this a motion? I don't know what it is.
I want to speak to the motion. This is Ken. I want to speak to the motion.
Well, we don't have it in writing yet, so Bella hasn't written it out. But, okay, assuming it's a motion. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm sending
it
out.
While it's proper to discuss things like that in closed session, I don't see the benefit to it because it's just going to give us potential leaks in a negotiation that's going on. It's that we're not managing the station. We're the governance board. So I don't see where getting involved in what the union contracts are, or how much individuals are making, or anything like that. It's going to be too partisan and personal. I don't think we should get into that.
I'm
just speaking about the motion. So I'm against having
right.
a closed session.
Yeah, I'm going to vote against the motion. I mean, I don't think any of those people are going to come to our meeting. Lydia's not going to come. You know, nobody's going to come to this meeting, and it's out of our purview, as we said multiple times, number one. And number two, we're done. I mean, after the LSB votes on it Sunday, we're done. You know, we couldn't do anything more than what we've done, which is, you know, spend a whole lot of time talking about it, and it's going up to the NFC. We're done. You know, other than my comments.
I just sent you the motion to everybody. You can reject it or vote on it. Just first read it.
I don't have it yet.
Getting to you. I forgot to put 4 o'clock, but that's logistics.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think this is going to get passed, Bella, so it's... You know.
I don't care. It's my effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that the Finance Committee calls for an executive session next Wednesday, 11/18/20, to review the current status of the deals with the most urgent resolution concerning status of union contracts at KPFK. Further, that Pacifica Foundation, IED, Lydia Berzon, KPFK GM, Annual Fields, PNB Finance Committee Chair, Jim Sugarton be invited to the meeting, whereas this area must be resolved ASAP since the station has no means to sustain itself. I'll take a vote. Yes? Grace, how do you vote?
No.
Ken?
No.
Get back to my list. Sorry. Okay, Ken, Fred, Alan's gone. Fred Blair?
Nope.
Bella?
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
No.
Steve Kaiser?
I'll abstain.
Kim Kaufman votes no. Janine Roan's gone. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Bolina's gone. John Wenger?
No.
Okay. There's anything else? Anybody have anything else to say?
Did Alan B. corrected you on our next meeting's date? Did you have it for another date, or is it the second Wednesday as usual?
Oh, let's deal with the, you know, what the, it's on the agenda for December 9th.
Okay.
I don't know when the LSB is or when the governance meeting is.
No, that's when we meet.
Well, no, we meet when it's been established, and it's on been on the calendar for a year for December 9th. What's to move it?
The LSC is not meeting until the 20th because that's the third Sunday, so the governance committee is on the 16th, but it doesn't have to be the same week as the finance committee.
Michael, I cannot understand what you're saying. Maybe it's
okay,
my fault.
Okay, I said that Alan's point was that it should be the same week as the governance committee. The governance committee is meeting on the 16th because the LSB meets on the 20th. But I don't see why the finance committee and the governance committee have to be the same week. So I think we should just leave it tonight.
Let's leave it at this.
Ken, with a very important motion here.
Go ahead,
I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn.
Well, we have to decide on the next meeting.
You said it's already posted. Pardon me, it's already posted.
We had one objection from Alan, and I'm sorry. That's so we're not going to change it, correct?
Correct.
Because it used to make sense when we were meeting at the station, so you could go from one committee to the next.
Right,
I get it.
We're going
to
leave it. We're going to leave it.
Leave it alone. You know? Leave it alone.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.